Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
The holidays are coming up, and you get really stressed out. You think of all the things you have to do, and the house to clean, and the people to feed, and the food to buy, and the money you spend at the holidays. How do you deal with all of that stress? You can't just chuck it up and not do the holidays. You still got to do them. So what do you do to reduce some of the stress levels that come at the holiday time? My guest today is Darcy Sweeney. She's founder and CEO of Life Design Mastery. Welcome to the show, Darcy. So the holidays are really stressful for a lot of people. What's your best advice, starting right off, in reducing some of that?
Well, one of the most important things is to remember to take care of yourself. What I see all the time is people taking care of everyone else, you know, the family, the friends, the coworkers, and they neglect their own needs. I use the example of, like, when you're on an airplane and the oxygen mask falls. The mother has to put that on herself first before she can tend to her child.
I only say that quote like almost every show.
Really?
So that's so funny you say that. We have to put our own masks on before we can put on our others because we're the caregivers of society.
Absolutely. Especially the women.
Especially the women. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So it's just, and it goes against the grain. It's selfish to take care of myself. No, it's not. It is self-care. I am so big on self-care. When we do that first, then we have so much more to give to everyone else. We bring so much more to the table. And then we do it happily, as opposed to kind of, you know, we don't take care of ourselves. There's a bit of resentment with all that. And then people show up and, you know, they got an attitude. But you can come there with so much more joy when you've done what you need to do for yourself first and foremost.
Absolutely. We do have to. So, so important. Now, so we take care of ourselves, we do that, but we still have all these people that we have to do stuff for.
Right.
So how do we manage all of it and try, and if we work for a living and we still have things to do and you still have laundry and things and daily things, how do you fit it all in and not drive yourself crazy with trying to make everything perfect? Because I think that's where big stress lies, Darcy, is that
Absolutely.
You want it all to be perfect. You want it all to be like It's a Wonderful Life, you know? You want it all to be just exactly like you see in the movies.
Oh, absolutely. And perfectionism is a funny thing. And it in our society, it's almost look, you know, people look up to perfectionism like, I'm a perfectionist, and they're proud of it. But you know what? It destroys us. Perfectionism drives us insane. Because what's perfect? You know what I mean? All we have to do is remember just to show up and do our best. Make a list. Be clear on what it is you need to take care of. And then, you know, try to plot out a little more time for yourself. Don't do it at the last moment, certainly. And just come there with the intention of doing your best, giving your all. But there is no perfection, so don't expect it.
Well, I keep telling my husband that I'm perfect, but he just isn't buying it yet. He's just not buying it. I don't know what the heck is going on with that. But, okay, so we can't strive for perfection.
No.
And we have to take care of ourselves.
Mm.
What about the financial things, the things you just have to do? You have to buy the food. And turkeys are expensive, and presents are expensive, and the kids want the latest phone and these things. How do we reconcile ourselves with the money that we just have to friggin' spend at the holidays?
Well, I don't think there's really any way around that. There's going to be some financial expenditure, certainly. But does it have to be the best? Does it have to be the most expensive? I don't think so. One of the most wonderful things we can do for our families, for our loved ones, is a gift of time, is a gift of thought. I mean, doesn't it feel really good to get a letter from your heart or something that someone made? You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's really... But we don't have the time because we're so busy doing all this other stuff and shopping. And so if we just kind of pull back, this is my work is so much about doing it differently, kind of doing it almost old school, the way we used to before we got so crazy. And then we do get it done. Ultimately, we do. But then we're so exhausted and we're not enjoying it.
I agree with you completely. And with my kids, and now, like, my daughter's been going to a bunch of parties and bat mitzvahs and things, and
right.
People go out and they buy cards, and they buy, but we're old school. So she's making her own cards and making her own thank you notes and making her own these, because it's just, why go out and spend the money when it's just a little bit of extra time? And people do appreciate, you know, if you make food, if you can pickle, or if you make homemade breads, people love that stuff.
It's beautiful.
But you do have to have the time to do it. And that's why I think our society has gone to just ordering something, having it show up at your door.
Oh, yes. Everything online. But we're missing such a crucial element of what feels good when we let that, stuff go. You know what I mean? I say pull back, spend the time, and you will find you have so much more to give. Because when we're just online, you know, shops, you know, it's all going into the shopping cart online, and then it just shows up. We don't remember those things, but we do remember making the cookies. We do remember making the, you know, the creative gift. We do.
I think so too. And I also think that another thing that we can think about at this time of the year is the people that don't have what we have.
Absolutely.
And some of our stress can be relieved or reduced by offering up our help to others and community service.
I couldn't agree with you more. Generosity and in giving onto others fills us up enormously. And it feels good. It feels good to give. And we forget that. We think, oh, I'm already giving so much. But we're doing things often out of duty, what we think we should do. But when you do something that's really from your heart and in a generous spirit, oh, boy, does that fill you up.
Oh, it sure does. It's such great, you know, we all have to do that, and you have to really make it a priority, and teaching our kids gratitude and that sort of thing. Give us another tip, Darcy. We only have about a minute and a half left, but give us another tip that you think can help us deal with the holiday stress.
You mentioned my favorite, and that is gratitude. I would say just take 5 minutes, sit down, write a gratitude list. I am telling you, your whole energy will be lifted up. Because we get tired with all that we're doing. But when we stop, we look at what we're grateful for, we come to our relationships and our jobs and each other with a whole different mental state. And it will bring much more joy into your life and your holiday season.
So important, really. Yep. Gratitude and being good to ourselves. So recap it for us. Wrap it up. Give us your best advice, Darcy, in the holiday stress and what we can do to relieve some of it.
I say, remember, number one, to take care of your wonderful self. You've got to give yourself lots of self-love and self-care. Try to be really present for the holidays. Be there with the ones you love. And then also, just remember to appreciate those people. You know, take care of yourself first, but also, you know, be grateful for the people that are in your life. Let them know you love them. Let them know they matter. And you'll have a joyful season.
Absolutely great advice. It really is. And not only that, but if you help others and you get your kids involved in the whole process, get them involved in helping you cook and set the table for everybody. Let the kids make the decorations. Let them help you clean the house.
I love it.
Well, I mean, why should we do it all alone? So yes, as you recommend, we take care of ourselves and we use gratitude, but also getting other people to help you, getting other people, trying not to do it all ourselves, because why should we have to really do it all ourselves? It's just such great information. If you missed any of our great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. You can listen to this show every day at 11 a.m. Central Time, 12 p.m. Eastern at radiomd.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, or the free TuneIn Radio app. That's how you can listen to this show. Share it with your friends, because we are talking on these shows about gratitude, wellness, health, exercise, nutrition, and all of these things go together to really help us, and especially us women, live the best lives that we can and feel good so that we can take care of the rest of society, because that's what we do. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.